WTAW News Time. It's 805. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight, the Brazos Central Appraisal District attempts to get support to buy land and build new offices from the city, College Station City Council. It's after the Bryan City Council approved the request in a split vote after a lengthy debate earlier this week.
Mayor Jason Bayansky's motion to delay action for 30 days in a final attempt for BCAD to buy land owned by Brazos County that's already off the tax rolls failed on a 3-3 tie.
It's hurting Brazos County, the city of Bryan, and BISD. Many of y'all had a lot of things you want to pay for, that $80,000 a year that we're going to lose in tax revenue if there was another $3 or $4 million project there.
Rafael Pino is among those saying the county judge had enough time to work out the land sale to the appraisal district.
Now, that was 2 weeks that we had gave for the judge to come in and maybe offer a deal, but that didn't happen. So I think it's time just to approve this.
Voting with Pena supporting BCAN's proposal were Art Hughes, Mike Sutherland, and Al Sines. Bryan School Board approved the request last month, and the College Station School Board considers it next Tuesday. If the appraisal district gets all four to agree, it won't have to go before the county commission. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Animal Control officers have finished their investigation of a man being injured by two pit bulls. Animal Center Supervisor Julianne Burkhalter says the owners of the dogs were both issued citations for animal biting.
The dogs were at large at the time, which is why it was a violation that they bit at that time.
And the penalty for the citations?
That's set by the municipal court.
Burkhalter says both owners chose to have their dogs euthanized. Tests for rabies came back negative on both dogs. The start of this afternoon's College Station City Council workshop will be checking out the fire department's new hazardous materials response vehicle. Council members and visitors attending the workshop, which starts at 4 p.m., will gather just south of City Hall in front of the former fire station base to learn more about the rig. If you're not able to attend, we have a photo of the new unit on our website at WTAW.com, along with more background information. The Museum of the American GI is hosting a memorial event this week in honor of Veterans Day. Spokeswoman Emily Mullins says, Lest We Forget is in collaboration with the American's Veterans Traveling Tribute.
They are bringing the Vietnam Memorial Wall. So this is an 80% replica of the wall that is in Washington, D.C. that features all the names of the servicemen and women who died during the Vietnam conflict.
Mullins says this memorial differs from ones that list names alphabetically in that it lists names chronologically in the order the members died or went missing. Mullins says volunteers will be on hand to help you locate names. Lest We Forget runs today through Sunday. A full schedule of events and more information is online at AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Our Black Friday savings are going on now. We're taking over $5,000 off MSRP on any new 2015 Nissan Altima, all trim levels. Or take $3,750 off MSRP plus 0% APR for up to 72 months. Come see us today at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
30 more to choose from. Must take delivery from dealer stock. Must finance with NMAC. Offer includes 1215 Nissan customer cash with 0% APR with approved credit. 750 NMAC. Cap to cash. $500 customer bonus. Cash in 2750 Douglas discount. Model codes 13115, 13215, and 13315.
Hey, it's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought. It's 8:09, Patrick. 8. Where were you? 5
I
o'clock.
Don't even
what
know.
Is that foolishness about? I don't even get that, man. Okay, it's all right. I know what you mean.
There were so many fives. 8:05, 55 degrees.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Oh, right, man. Yeah.
All right, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works, located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or Wilton's.com, Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go with numbers.
Turning mostly sunny for today. We'll have a bit of a breeze. It'll be up close to 70 this afternoon. Some passing clouds and the chance of a passing shower overnight. Lows 45 to 50. Lots of clouds, limited sun tomorrow. The chance for a shower in the morning, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds and some sunshine for Saturday, high Saturday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so I had another light go out at the house. What are those things you told me yesterday?
Bright sticks.
Bright sticks.
No C in the stick.
Bright
S-T-I-K.
All right, I'm going to find some of those today. Or you could just get an LED thing put under your skin. People are having LED lights implanted under their skin.
Oh, God.
It's called biohacking. Have you heard about this?
Biohazard.
Yeah. Other than, other than the glow under your skin, the lights don't do much. Although you can make them light up like a smiley face. The implants light up for 10 seconds at a time. They'll light up for about 10,000 times before the batteries are done. What are you doing today? Yeah, I got to go to the doctor and get my batteries changed. Yeah.
I'm just thinking it would be nice if it would react to something else. Like when you're angry, it would get, the barcode would go longer and longer and longer. I'd leave if I were you. I'm getting to the end of this.
Well, it could change. I mean, it changed colors. If you're old, you remember mood rings.
Yes.
Which you wore. You could have a mood chip.
Or go all over your body, hook it up to your pacemaker, and have a disco.
Don't make me bring out the little dance ball thing that spins around up there. I'm just saying. Beijing custom officials seized nearly 1,000 live ants being shipped in test tubes from Germany. Authorities believe the ants were intended to be sold as pets.
Wow.
Just saying. It's like a whole different world over there.
We can send them all the fire ants they want.
They have a different word for everything over there.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Time to find out what's going on in the city of Bryan. Gina's here today. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. You brought a guest with you.
I did. I brought Matthew from our Development Services Department.
Okay, great. Matthew, how are you?
Doing well, sir. And you?
Good. Good. Your first visit here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we're talking development. What's going on there?
Well, I'm here to talk about our comprehensive plan. The city of Bryan is updating their comprehensive plan, and we're holding a public meeting on November 17th at 6 p.m. at the Brazos Center behind Target and Bryan, and we need the public to come out. We need their feedback. We need to know what they like about the city, what they don't like about the city, what ideas they have for the city, and we need to get their ideas and get their opinions, because then we take these ideas and opinions and form our 20-year plan.
Well, and it's important. I don't know how many city council meetings end up with citizens going, oh, my God, I didn't know you were going to do this. Well, actually, if you go and check things like the comprehensive plan, it's there, but I mean, explain the different elements that need to come into developing a comprehensive plan.
Well, it comes from all parts of it. I mean, we look at land use, we look at transportation, we look at infrastructure, sidewalks, water lines, all things like that. Parks, because also another part of this, a big part of this, is going to be a parks master plan, and that's going to be setting up where parks should go, how to improve our existing parks, and things like that.
So it looks at the future, right? I mean,
correct.
You have to take time into this as well.
And it is. It's a 20-year outlook. So it looks at, a longer horizon. So things that happen, we try to look for some short-term goals, and we'd also try to look for some long-term goals.
In the candidates forum, I was talking to the at-large candidates from Bryan, and I was wanting to hear what their vision was for the West Side, because that's a rare opportunity of land that basically you can do anything with. Short of having input from the public, when you take a piece of property like that or an area like that, what does development look at? How do you try to draw it up? I mean, because is the purpose of the meeting, this is kind of what we've got, and we want you, the citizen, really to give us input, or are you basically dealing with a clean piece of paper right now and waiting for the citizens to give you information?
A little bit of both, but more it's this is what we have right now, because you look at when development comes in, you look at what's around it. is it compatible? Is it comparable? Does it fit with it? But there are other places where if it is if things are slow or not going right, we try to look at what are ways to rejuvenate an area or bring in different things. So for the comprehensive plan, it looks at, we have a baseline of, where are we right now? What's going on in the city? And then we take that and take those ideas from the citizens and kind of mix them together. And then we come up with our goals and objectives. And those are the things that later on, city council members, staff like me, and also private developers, they look at the comprehensive plan and those goals and objectives and say, okay, this is what the city of Bryan is saying. Here's what I want to do. let's get that going and how to make that work.
Yeah, because your answer made me think something else. I mean, Bryan obviously is an older city. It is evolving. College Station, we're doing a lot of these things for the first time. Bryan may be looking at a community or a portion of the city that has changed as far as its demographics are concerned. So the purposes and the uses of it could be different.
Correct.
So now, what's the format of the meeting? How's that going to work?
Doors will open at 6. At 6:30, we have a consultant, Fries and Nichols, we've hired to help us do this. They're going to have a brief presentation kind of explaining what the purpose of the meeting is and how we're going to go about it. But we're going to have interactive stations set up around our area. And we'll have staff and members of the consultant team and other planning members there to listen and talk and get ideas and get feedback. And it'll be like that. And then we're also going to have a laptop area set up where we can if people want to take our survey. We have an online survey, which you can find at our website, and take that and give us feedback that way if you can't make the meeting.
Okay, so now how are the tables? Is it geographically divided
no,
up
no,
or
it's
what?
No, it's going to be by topic, by like land use and, and transportation, those kind of things.
All right, so they can take the survey, and then they can go ahead and submit that information ahead of time,
correct,
right?
Yes, okay. Yes. If they can't make it to the meeting, take the survey, please.
Okay, about how long are the – how many questions? You got any idea?
I think it's maybe 20 or 30 questions.
Okay, so it just takes a few minutes.
It's very short, yes.
But the idea is you want to get – you want to get public input.
Correct, yeah. And the meeting is going to be a come-and-go meeting. So if you can't make it right at 6, that's fine. We'll be there till, you know, I think 6 to 8 is what we said, but we'll be there until the last person leaves.
Okay. And obviously this is not the one and only meeting.
No,
there'll
sir,
be
no,
plenty
will,
of
sure,
them.
Sure. We're going to have other meetings along the way because this is about a year-long process. We started doing this, started it back in August with our first kind of, you know, meeting with the consultants and getting everything going that way. So it'll be a year-long process.
Okay, so a big idea. Starts at 6 o'clock, and again, what date?
6 o'clock, November 17th, the Brazos Center off of Briarcrest behind Target.
Okay, good. Thanks for the time this
morning. Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. What else you got?
I've got a couple things. First of all, we have a full house over at the Animal Center, and Air Solutions has been kind enough to sponsor all pet adoptions on Saturday. So go get a pet for free on Saturday, courtesy of Air Solutions. This is also our last Football Friday in downtown Bryan for this year. So there's a free concert at 8 p.m. Gates of the Palace open at 7:30. Come out early, enjoy the evening, and parking again. We offer free parking and a free shuttle to the game on Saturday.
Yep, makes it easy. Really does.
It sure does.
And you can stay down there and spend money afterwards. Or
absolutely.
Before, if you want
that'd
to
be great.
That. All right, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit folks in the City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Apple is in discussions with banks to develop a mobile person-to-person payment service that would compete with PayPal's popular Venmo platform. The Wall Street Journal says the service under consideration would allow people to send money from their checking accounts to recipients through their Apple devices. The talks are ongoing, and it's not clear if Apple has reached an agreement with any of the banks. Shares of the Irish pharmaceutical company Horizon Pharma tumbled nearly 20% today. Pharmacy benefits manager Express Scripts said it was dropping a pharmacy that mostly sold medications made by Horizon. Express Scripts also said it is suing Horizon for failing to live up to its contractual agreement. The broader market closed lower for the second time this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 56 points. The NASDAQ Composite fell 16, and the S&P 500 lost 6 points. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
I know you've heard the IRS has the right to freeze your assets, garnish your wages. Good news is they can also give you a way out called the Fresh Start Initiative, a tax debt compromise program designed to save you serious money. Optima is the nation's leading tax resolution firm. Over 300 professionals to help ensure you pay the minimum, not a penny more. Thousands call every month. You can call right now. Optima. That's Latin for cut me some slack.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867. Optima Tax Relief.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair. Couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up, and now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Physical intimacy issues and ED for men are getting a lot of attention these days, and there are some fine products on the market that address this situation. But up until now, the only ones that really work are available only through a physician and on a prescription basis at a very high cost. Restore MX from the Activate company is specifically formulated to help with ED and the natural slowing down that is often caused by age, high blood pressure, diabetes, and other normal physical conditions. Restore MX is made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. In clinical trials, the vast majority of men reported greater frequency and a much higher stimulation. And Restore MX's low price ensures that men can take the supplement daily and be ready whenever the time is appropriate for intimacy. Restore MX from the Activate Company. Find out more. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. Don't you just love ethnic foods? Yeah, me too. One of the things that we Americans have in great abundance is food. And that's kind of a mixed blessing, isn't it? Food is definitely one of those cases where more is not always better. Right, we could just look down at our waistlines and see that. But, oh, come on. We all enjoy a good meal, and we are blessed with a huge variety of food and cuisine in this country. And much of it, authentic. Now, I'm not talking about the big commercial fast food chains. I don't think anyone's silly enough to believe that their food is authentic. No, I'm talking about those good, small restaurants that have the talented ethnic chefs in them to tickle our taste buds. And for those of you who travel extensively, well, you know that such fare is not always available in other countries, at least to the extent that it is here in America. Just try and find a good hamburger in Singapore or a decent taco in Bangladesh. Want a good cinnamon roll? Well, don't look for it in Nepal or Guyana. You're not going to find one. We enjoy all those things here, as well as the original chow mein and chop suey from Chinese chefs. We get to go to a Japanese restaurant and dine on the chef's choice of sukiyaki. We even enjoy going to the supermarket and getting English muffins to put in our toasters and spread a little butter on it, perhaps an egg or a slice of bacon, just like at Mickey D's. Yeah, we can do all that here in America because we can't do it there. You know, in those countries, really, we can't, because those are not ethnic foods, at least not in the traditional sense. It's a little-known fact that chow mein was invented by Americans at the Chungking factory here on this side of the pond. Sukiyaki, Nope, cooked up by a chef in San Francisco. And even those cute little Chinese fortune cookies that are now given out worldwide, even in China, invented in Houston, Texas. And as to our traditional English muffins, well, just try and find one in England. Purely American, and named for a piece of uncooked dough back in the days of the Revolution, when we really didn't like anything that the English had come up with. But that's all changed now. And those little muffins, well, they're big sellers. They're just not English.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Welcome again to the Aggie Report. Let's have a look at what's coming up in the SEC this weekend. Georgia will be at Auburn. Florida will be at South Carolina. North Texas will be at Tennessee. Alabama to play at Mississippi State. Kentucky will be at Vanderbilt. Arkansas will be at LSU. And BYU will be at Missouri. The Aggies will play host to Western Carolina at Kyle Field. That game will start at 6. Our broadcast at 5. Western Carolina is a 6-3 ball club. They are 1-3 on the road this year. A couple of basketball games will be played at Reed tomorrow night. The women's team starts their season at 6 o'clock against Texas State. The men start their season against USC Upstate. Broadcast time 8 o'clock, game time 8:30. Both those games at Reed. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Buyer's remorse. It's something we all feel from time to time, but let the pros at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment spare you from buyer's remorse. You can buy just any tractor, or you can visit Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and get the tractor that's right for you at a price you can afford. Let Sioux Falls Prater's knowledgeable salesman find you the perfect fit, along with John Deere financing and savings on multiple implements. Now is the time. Stop by today to speak with the friendly staff at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer on Highway 21 West, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Probing cells with sound. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Researchers can use sound to probe individual cells and determine if they're cancerous. But the process is complicated by sound waves reflecting off the sample dish. At a meeting of the Acoustical Society of America, Utah Valley University researcher Timothy Doyle reports using a second sound source to levitate the cells away from the dish surface.
We're floating cells in the fluid, and we're creating these layers of the cells so we can then probe them with a much higher frequency probe.
The high frequencies reveal the cell's stiffness, which helps identify the type and aggressiveness of the cancer.
It's getting into this realm of personalized medicine, so we could actually tailor the treatment to the patient as to whether it's one type of cancer or another.
He says the technique may also help diagnose immune disorders and Alzheimer's disease. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Kim Commando here. If you're concerned about privacy in this digital world, wait until you hear this. A feature in the very popular Google Maps app can easily provide law enforcement with what can only be described as unprecedented access to any Google Map user's location history. A person's every move can be precisely tracked over the course of years. This feature is called Timeline. It was created so that individual users could look back on a Google map at their daily movements. But a private user isn't the only one who can get this info. With a warrant, law enforcement can also obtain any Google user's location data, detailed information about where someone has been, down to the latitude and longitude over any time frame. You can delete some location history, but is digital data ever really truly erased? In 2014, the most recent year available, Google received 22,500 law enforcement demands for personal location data. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Now that it's fall, it seems like everything around us is dropping. The leaves, the temperature, and now the prices on Carbonite Cloud Backup. For a limited time, my listeners can get Carbonite's best deal of the year, up to 30% off Cloud Backup, plus two free bonus months with offer code Kim. So join over 1.5 million customers who already trust Carbonite for simple and secure Cloud Backup. Go to Carbonite.com today and save up to 30%. Plus, when you use offer code Kim, you get two free bonus months with purchase.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Commando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Commando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition, over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Commando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 57 degrees right now in the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinern. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes acting on the Brazos Central Appraisal District's request to buy land and build new offices. That follows approval last month by the Bryan School Board and earlier this week by the Bryan City Council.
For the second time, there was a lengthy debate by the Bryan Council. Mayor Jason Bayansky was unable to postpone the decision for another 30 days to get BCAD to send an offer to Brazos County to sell land that's already off the tax rolls near the new tax office. Bayansky says the city could lose up to $80,000 a year in property tax revenue.
I'm not talking about going back to the BISD building, which I thought was a great idea, or staying in the current building there.
Councilman Mike Sutherland was among those agreeing with BCAD board members.
We've been doing this for a very long time. Nothing's changed. And the only thing that was left to be done last time was to get the judge to give us a price on that land, and it didn't happen. So I don't know why we're waiting. We've already been through all this several times, so let's get it done.
Voting for the appraisal district's request were Sutherland, Rafael Pena, Al Sines, and Art Hughes. Bayansky and Chuck Conlon voted no. Greg Owens was absent. Appraisal district board member John Flynn said they're not planning to ask the county commission.
We're meeting with the City College Station on Thursday. CSISD, we're on their workshop for November 17th, and then we're going to get that vote. That theoretically was going to be our last vote.
The appraisal district has to get approval tonight from the College Station City Council and next Tuesday from the College Station School Board to avoid making a request to the county. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The week after a man was saved by two Bryan policemen after he was mauled by two pit bulls, Animal Control has completed their investigation. Animal Center Supervisor Julianne Burkhalter says the two dogs tested negative for rabies. Both owners chose to have their dogs euthanized.
An owner can make that determination if they'd like to have their animal in rabies observation and have the opportunity to take the animal back. They can do that, or if they wish, they can go ahead and have that animal sent for rabies testing. And for rabies testing to occur, an animal must be humanely euthanized.
Burkhalter says the dogs were running at large.
We would always encourage owners to be sure and keep their animals current on their rabies vaccinations and keep them under their control or contained at all times. That assures the safety for the general public and for your animals as well.
And citations were issued to both owners for their dogs running at large and biting the man, who was taken to a local hospital. The College Station Fire Department has unveiled its new hazardous materials response vehicle. What looks like a lot like a fire engine replaces two trailers that were used in the past for various incidents. When fully equipped, the nearly $700,000 rig is available throughout the seven-county region of the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. A photo and more information is on our website at WTAW.com. You can also see it this afternoon at 4 when a presentation is made to the College Station City Council south of City Hall in front of the former fire station. The police chief in Marlin has died 10 days after he was shot while working an off-duty security job at a bar in Temple. Daryl Allen had been chief for 6 years. An arrest has been made. 24-year-old Derek Gamble is accused of shooting Allen as the chief was trying to detain him on November 1st. For the first time, students on the Blinn College campus in Bryan have dedicated space for theater productions. Part of a $10 million renovation this summer, the Black Box Theater inside the Student Center debuts its first production tonight.
We had a classroom literally on the other side of the Student Center, and they literally had to go from one side of the Student Center to the other. I mean, maybe 75, 100 yards. It was quite a trek from the old dressing rooms, quote-unquote, through the kitchen doors and kind of sneaking in the back of the audience.
The first production is a modern version of a 17th century French comedy called The Liar.
This is very silly, very fun. And even though they're wearing, you know, these cavalier costumes and everything, there are so many modern-day references that, I mean, they even mention iPods, they mention Twitter.
Online at WTAW.com are photos of the new theater and more information about the play, which has evening performances through Saturday and one on Sunday afternoon. A dean at Texas Tech is resigning that post, but will remain at the school after improperly changing grades. The dean of Tech's business college, Lance Nail, will step down at the end of the next month, but he'll remain a professor and chair the board of directors of Tech's Research Innovation Program. An investigation called by Tech's provost determined Nail changed the grades of 4 students to allow them to graduate. A committee report stated they, quote, found no justification for the changes. Veterans Day celebrations continue throughout the weekend at the Museum of the American GI. Spokeswoman Emily Mullins says, lest we forget, includes several events today through Sunday.
We're going to have speakers such as Bill Yunkin, who is a local veteran from the Vietnam War. We're going to have the Texas A&M Aggie Band performing, the Singing Cadets, the Corps of Cadets Color Guard, and Ross Volunteers, and more.
Mullins says the main attraction is the Vietnam Memorial Wall, an 80% replica of the wall in Washington, D.C. Unlike other memorials, which list veterans' names in alphabetical order, the Vietnam Memorial presents the names in the order they died or went missing in action. A full schedule of events and more information on the museum is online at AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 57 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, NewsHawk 1620 WTAW.
This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video Transfrand preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other digital formats. We convert older style photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, and almost all video formats, even records and tapes, to new quality digital files. 2Video is located in South College Station and online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Give a gift that will stand the test of time from Amish Furniture for generations. At Amish Furniture, everything is made with special attention to detail from Amish craftsmen that makes holiday gift giving easier than ever. Find a unique selection of children's furniture and a wonderful collection of holiday items from handmade wood crafts, decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and more. Shop today for your holiday gift giving at Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning. It's 8:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine develops today. It's a pleasant day. Highs near 70. There'll be a bit of a breeze. Tonight we'll see clouds rolling in. Maybe a shower late, 45 to 50. Tomorrow clouds, the chance of a shower through the morning. Cooler tomorrow. Highs will only be 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, it's partly to mostly cloudy with lows of 45 to 50. Looking ahead to Saturday, clouds and some sunshine. We stay cool. High Saturday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So, you got that story from Texas Tech once again.
I do.
And while you're looking at that, you know, if you want to take us with you all around the world, just go to RadioAggieland.com. No app needs to be downloaded. Just go to the website.
You're assuming people at Texas Tech would know how to do that.
I don't care about them. I don't care. But that's fine. If they're out there and they want to do that, that's fine. But RadioAggieland.com, no app needed. Okay.
He's a dean.
Dean. He's a dean.
Of their business college.
Of the business college.
and he will no longer be the dean, but he's going to remain a professor.
Ah.
He's stepping down after changing grades of four students that had no just a report stated they found no justification for those changes.
Yeah. Could you Google business school rankings and let's see where the Texas Tech School of Business was prior to yesterday?
Oh, shit. Throw that up at a guy.
Yeah. Well, again, where it was before this story came out.
Now, this is U.S. News.
Okay.
And I think this is current, 2015, maybe.
Okay.
We got Stanford all the way at the top.
We know who the usual suspects are.
Rather than scrolling.
Yeah, can you just put in Texas Tech? Yeah, see. Yeah. Anyway.
Nope.
Because, so that would be, they're not in the top 3,000.
Well, it's not mean? Going, yeah.
Yeah.
Not top 25.
Okay, yeah.
We'll keep looking.
Okay, fine.
Oh, Texas A&M at 27.
Okay, that's good. I'm just saying, when the dean goes in, I mean, how much physical effort does it take to go in and do that? Because you got to log in, you got to go find those students, got to look them up, got to find those students probably by ID number, then you find the class, and then you change the grade on how many? Four of them?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many.
Found them.
Okay.
Tied for 91.
Okay, there you are.
You want to know who they're tied with?
Okay.
Out of Glendale, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Thunderbird School of Global Management.
All right. So I'm thinking that they don't have far to fall, but I'm just saying... This doesn't help any. All right, let's go back in. And I don't really want to wander into this Missouri thing, but just to show you how stupid this is, a nutrition and exercise physiology professor who's pretty popular at the University of Missouri offered his resignation yesterday after facing backlash when he told students he would hold an exam amid online threats to the school. After the days of turmoil that we've had there in Columbia, Dale Brigham is an associate teaching professor.
And Texas A&M grad.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Wow. Said Tuesday night that canceling the exam would allow bullies to win. At the time, the university police investigating several threats of shooting being investigated there by, you know, and on social media. And also by phone at the to the Black Culture Center. And he said, if you give in to bullies, they win. The only way bullies are defeated is by standing up to them, he wrote. If we cancel the exam, they win. If we go through with it, they lose. My duty is to hold class. If students choose otherwise, they can take a makeup exam. By the way, the university has not canceled classes or put out any other official statement regarding these rumors. If they confirm any of these threats, I will follow through appropriately. He offered his resignation. They refused to accept his resignation. Let me go over here. Can you confirm that he is, in fact, a Texas A&M University graduate?
I saw it in his signature when he was talking about his resignation.
Okay.
Because a student had said, how can you hold this? I've got a screenshot of it. I'll pull it up.
Okay. All right. And he said, again, he's the guy who said, don't give in to the bullies.
Yeah. Oh, it'll take me just a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about the Texas Tech Dean?
Hi, everybody. Ben Downs here. Glad to be with you today here at... WTAW!
Yes! He's the man! He's
summoned by a text message!
Area man! Mr. Ben Downs!
Yep. Oops. You know, you interrupted me from one of my all-time favorite activities just now.
You're in there haranguing the sales department?
We have we have a relatively new employee, and we were telling stories of former employees.
Oh!
always a favorite.
Understand relatively new.
Oh, man. That look of shock on their face when they wonder, what have I gotten myself into?
Relatively new employees here means 4 months, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, we finally felt comfortable enough to tell her, well, yeah, we once had this guy.
Yeah.
And in our case, I could just as easily have started out with, we once had this gal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yes, and it's not gender specific.
Not at this place.
Had weirds in all directions. Anyway,
yes, we have.
Dr. Dale Brigham. Oh, yes. Sorry. Were you in the middle of a story?
No, we're done.
No,
okay.
We were killing time for you.
Dr. Dale Brigham, class of 1977, Texas A&M, summa cum laude.
All right, there you go. He's the one who said, "Stand up to the bullies." Good for
him. He did. A student said, "Oh God, I just lost it." That's all right. A student basically said, "I can't believe you're going to hold this test." He said, "No, don't worry. The test is canceled. You can have the day off. I'm resigning."
Yeah. He resigned, and the university has refused to accept his resignation.
At Mizzou?
Yeah.
That's just such a mess.
I know, it's just become crazy. It's just craziness. And here's a guy who tries to stand up. The light governor is also doing this. Lieutenant Governor of Missouri, who's running for governor, is pretty much on the side of the professor here, saying this is insanity that we're dealing with here.
It is. Have these people never met a 19-year-old? I'm just saying.
I know.
I don't know. And our listeners, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I can walk down the hall and I can find a whole different choir that will not agree with me. But it's just, I don't know. And then, of course, we heard on Fox News today that it's spreading to other campuses.
Of course it is.
Okay. Yeah. I did see.
What did I say yesterday? It's the lunatics in the asylum.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you weren't the first yesterday to say that. I think Lily said I was saying those words in my sleep last night. But I don't know. I saw a post somewhere that was in response, a comment, I believe it was, that said, if you want to dodge this sort of thing, Liberty University, Brigham Young University, Texas A&M University.
Yeah. No, and
and
I
who
hope,
knows? Who knows?
Well, who knows? But I hope they will stay the course. And I was explaining to somebody the other day, when we were having campus unrests in other parts of the country, Earl Rutter.
Yeah, marched on the president's house and cheered him.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, he invites them in. So with that in mind, Americans 30 and older are less happy than generations in the past.
Oh, tell me.
While teens and 20-somethings seem more satisfied with their lives than ever.
It's because they're special little snowflakes.
That's exactly right. A dramatic reversal in previous studies. But in the
because you were supposed to get happier as you got older, as
of
I
course.
Recall.
Yes, exactly yeah. right.
And yeah. I don't bump into that. First of all the people I know my age have a crick in their neck from shaking their head slowly side to side.
Again, more and more. Because whatever it happens to be.
What now?
But here, wash out your ears with this. I have good news for you.
Well, yay.
Disco's coming back.
Cat disco.
Ron.
Hear that?
You just vapor locked Mr. Downs.
Hear that?
Ronco has a brand new disco album.
No, actually, this is what's happened. Thank God for NPR. Thank God for NPR. Because remember the story we had last week about your cat is thinking about killing you?
Yeah.
Well, they found people who said that's not true.
That's not true. Your cat's thinking about dancing to disco music.
That's right. For the 43 million people who have domestic cats, there is good news that your cat really does not want to kill you. You love this?
What are you playing? I don't even know what this is.
That's the Meow
it's
Mix
a Meow
song.
Mix remix.
Oh, no.
Sort of better than what's on some of our other stations.
No.
Recent media headlines that said your cat may want to kill you, studies find, and bad news, your cat probably wants to kill you, suggesting that, in fact, feline companions are aggressive in their thoughts toward us, just like the big cat song.
And they're sneaky. They're sneaky because I was, once again, sound asleep.
Yes.
Sound asleep. This very week, my cat leapt from the bookcase and landed on me.
And tried to kill you.
Just the very heart attack that could have ensued would have been. And this was 3 a.m. I'm not used to having things land on me from a high height in the house at 3 a.m. It's just wrong.
You know, what's interesting is apparently this study...
I started to call you and say, hey, you want me to come fill in for you? Because I'm not going to go to sleep for about the next 6 hours, maybe 6 days.
By the way, the computer died again, so we got to hear, you know, all our stuff today.
It was good.
This is twice this week.
It was, they had that fixed yesterday.
Yeah it wasn't.
Till it unfixed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. The story from Focus on the Family was worth hearing
it's
again.
Still is right.
Rush, not so much. But the Focus on the Family thing was worth rehearing again.
Anyway, apparently what happened is this whole cat study was a year ago. So somebody decided to dig it up and make a big deal. Once
probably
again,
some of the cats. Some cats probably had a non-disclosure clause.
It's the
I thought they just had regular claws.
Sharpening that claws on the living room sofa.
Yeah, that's very nice.
I bought a spray can of Cataway or whatever it's called.
What does that mean?
Cat no more.
Okay.
But it's getting to be... It's almost the holiday season.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Did I say that like a radio announcer?
It's very nice, yeah.
As we approach the holiday season, you get your can of Cataway and you spray it on your Christmas trees, and those little suckers will just sit there and look at the tree but never approach it.
Really?
Yeah, it confuses them. I don't know. You would think you're putting a spray on a tree or something to keep cats off from climbing your trees,
right.
Your Christmas trees. You'd say, well, it must smell so bad they will take a whiff and go running. It's not true. They will actually just kind of congregate around the tree like it were as if it were a campfire. And you don't want cats to have that idea, by the way. But anyway, they will congregate
place on fire
around it
you.
And just look at it, but they will not approach.
Have you had a problem with them trying to climb your tree before?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I had no
idea.
Oh,
come on.
Well,
I've got pictures, and albeit the cutest little pictures you've ever seen, of both our cats sticking their heads out from the top of the
adorable
Christmas tree.
Hello.
And while we're talking about animals, you've heard of the new Missouri mascot, the Wolf Criers.
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, that's because it's canine flavored.
Hello.
Cataway, wasn't he the guy that played Curtis and the Blues Brothers, Cat Cataway?
Yeah, that's the one.
Minnie the Moocher.
Has it stopped?
They're on.
The audience is fired up today.
We give them telephones and they do the rest.
We threw red meat from the radio station Cataway windows today.
Cataway, huh?
Well, that's not the real name of it.
I understand. That's okay. Well,
yeah.
I have dogs. It takes care of that pretty well.
Well, that would keep them out of the... Well,
yeah. Anyway, well, I had no idea that cats like to climb Christmas.
Oh,
I mean,
I guess it probably makes sense. Of course they like to climb Christmas trees. Come on, it's got bright, sparkly, shiny things. It's a tree, and you don't want them there. That's all a cat needs.
I thought they'd find tinsel distracting.
Brenham National Bank wants you to know that we just enhanced our mobile banking apps for both iPhone and Android. They are available for download from your app stores. They contain many user-friendly features, including enhanced bill pay, secure messaging, instant access calculators, and fingerprint login for iPhone users. Try the new apps. We know you'll like them. Brenham National Bank, keeping you on the leading edge of technology. Member FDIC.
Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and the very best time to get a great Chevy deal is now. November is Black Friday all month long, which means that we're giving you even more discounts on our already low everyday prices. Why would we do that? Because we challenge ourselves to give you the best deals in the Brazos Valley. Not just one day, but every day. Come in and see our amazing prices and selection for yourself, or shop us online. We have the best internet pricing, hands down. It's Black Friday all month long at Tom Light Chevrolet, so don't wait to get your deal. You just might miss out on your new Chevy. See why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
8:55, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So the Texas Tribune, out with their political poll in association with the University of Texas, and, I mean, there's some interesting things out there. As we mentioned, as they said, Bush is like old calendars. People just aren't having them. But the other thing that I think, I don't know, a certain white-headed senator might notice is... the favorable and unfavorables among the U.S. senators. Now, overall, John Cornyn had a favorable mark.
How could he not?
Oh. I'll read on.
Oh, sorry.
John Cornyn got favorable marks from 26% and unfavorable from 32%. Cruz's numbers were 41% favorable, 38% unfavorable. The big difference? Among Tea Party Republicans, 45% gave Cornyn unfavorable marks. 15% of non-Tea Party Republicans rated him poorly. Only 5% of the Tea Party group was unfavorable in their opinion of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz knows who his people are, and they support him.
Oh, yes.
John Cornyn, not so much.
Hmm. Huh.
And what's interesting is that the Tea Party is
not,
the block of people
not my
who vote.
Observation.
Not your what's your observation on that thing?
Well, I don't know. I Cornyn seems to have his heart in the right place.
He's part of the system, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
the establishment, if you will. I know. Listen to me saying that.
It's hippie, Patrick.
But that's I mean, that's what we're talking about, and that's what Cruz resonates with. He's not Donald Trump. He's actually an elected guy, a dude who made promises to his constituency and is trying to follow through with them, and people like Cornyn are opposed to that.
I'm not sure you can really say that Cornyn is opposed to representing his constituency.
No.
That
not,
seems a bit broad
not,
to me.
Not saying that, but I think they are sending him a very real... They're trying to send him an area to go. It's okay for you to go over here if you want to with Cruz.
I think I just have the feel that he irritates them about 20% of the time, and that's all it takes.
Well, I guess this is what bothers me is we've watched how tone deaf Mitch McConnell got when he got up into the big room.
Yeah, and you don't want that to happen to your guy either. Maybe
this
is maybe
right
maybe we're just steering it a little bit. But look at the numbers he wins by in our great state.
I would agree.
I don't know that I would find him to be that far out of the mainstream when you win by a bazillion votes. It just doesn't. I don't know.
Are they trying to sound a cautionary note to him? You know, it's really okay if you want to go into leadership, but understand
well,
that
it certainly
this.
Is a lot of thought put into that answer there.
Yeah, you're saying, all right.
You know, let's sound a precautionary note here.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
So Ted Cruz has an autographic memory?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
That is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Yeah, he does.
Because,
yeah.
You know, you don't get to start over with those people.
No, you don't. That's right. Well, the folks at Breaking Bad now can be happy. Not only did they get a Primetime Emmy, they got a Golden Globe, they got a Screen Actors Guild Award. Now they got stuff in Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. Just like Archie Bunker's chair, Jerry Seinfeld's puffy shirt, Dorothy's shoes, and Fonzie's jacket.
Not on display when I went there.
You know what they got?
What?
Two bags of meth and a pork pie hat. Would you ever think that we would talk about two bags of meth, a pair of hazmat suits, and gas masks being in the Smithsonian?
Stunt meth, to be correct.
Well, sure, of course, obviously.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Mommy, what's in that bag? Well, that's crystal meth.
That's
son.
Right. Yeah, it depends on what neighborhood you live in.
As we take the children through the Smithsonian, yeah. Look, there's a bag of, where do you go with that?
Rice Hello? Krispies.
Yeah, my wife has autographic memory, too.
Yeah.
They all do, sir.
Yes, that's right.
They all do.
You're not alone. And today, finally, this to leave with your staff. You having a staff meeting anytime soon?
I could.
Okay. Imagine a day without logging
in. Would you like to meet with my staff?
No, I don't do that.
I don't think so either.
Imagine a day where you go through the day without logging into Facebook.
Well, that's no problem because I don't.
I know you don't, but... And this is what I'm talking about. The Happiness Research Institute in Denmark. I mean, can you imagine those people?
I've been reading some stuff about this happiness survey that comes out of Denmark every year.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
And what have you decided?
Oh, I...
It's one of those people from Denmark first.
First of all, it's like 50 people answer the survey. Yeah. And second of all, it's sort of like, gun possession in Texas. It's you're required to answer a certain way or else you're not a Dane.
Well, that's it. Well, again... Again, in Denmark, everything's taken care of. I mean, you're the happiest people in the world simply because you happen to be born in Denmark.
It's a free world after all.
That's right. What they did is they were split into two groups. One was allowed to use Facebook as usual. The other was forced to give it up completely. And after just 1 week, 88% of those who had quit Facebook said they felt happy compared to 81% of those who had continued.
Oh, well, there's a 7% swing for you,
yes,
right there,
sir,
baby.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Let's put that in our show prep.
Hey, you know those Loch Ness monster pictures you've seen? Hugh Gray took the very first one on this date in 1933.
Oh, is that the one? The big one.
Right. 1934, the cheeseburger was born. Celebrate as you see fit. Should be good fun.
And if only they put it off, they could have. Just if it had been in different orders, you could have had a picture of Nessie with a cheeseburger.
WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock. We're back tomorrow, we think.